I want to give you a test of the common sense. Huh? What does the first verse of Genesis? What is the first verse of Genesis talking about? Who can recite it? First verse of Genesis. My sister, what is the first verse of Genesis? In the beginning, God created the universe. This becomes the most important verse almost in the Genesis. Okay. What is the last verse of the Bible? What is the last verse of the Bible? Amen. Okay, page 35. In John chapter 5, verse 39, Jesus mentioned, "You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me." The scripture testify about God. How can you know God more? How can you know God more? How can you know a person more? How can you know a person more? Spend time with a person? You only spend time with a person? Sit all day long, can you know the person more? That's one of the ways, right? Spend time with a person, live together with a person. You look into the life of the person, then you can understand the person. The second is what? Talk with the person to see what the person think, right? These are two ways. When we try to know God, you have to study the words of God. From the words of God, you can know the divine character of God. You can know the plan of God. You can know the will of God. So the more you study the words of God, the more you understand God. It's just like the more you talk with the person, the more you understand the person. The second thing is experience God's work. The more you experience God's work, the more you understand God. The third is look into what God has done in the past. Just like Genesis. Now, second paragraph. The central message of the entire book is the salvation of mankind. Who is created by God and has fallen in sin. The merciful God has prepared a great salvation. Jesus Christ come to the world to lay down his life to redeem mankind from sins and to deliver the chosen ones of his heavenly kingdom to receive eternal life. This is the main purpose of studying the book of Genesis. Actually, Genesis contained many prophecy inside. Genesis contain many prophecy inside. Do you agree? Genesis contain many prophecy inside. I know some of you start to nod head. Now, the question is, please give some example. What kind of prophecy you know in the book of Genesis? What kind of prophecy you know in the book of Genesis? Daniel Lin, what kind of prophecy you know in the book of Genesis? Okay, Ark represent end time. Okay, spiritually speaking, what does Ark mean? Church, okay, this is one of the prefiguration, Any prefiguration from Genesis? Huh? Which part? Where say the what prefigure Jesus? The tribe of Judah. Oh, that is the end of Genesis, huh? Okay. Any other prefiguration? What does that prefigure? Jesus, half right, half 50% right. The lamb mentioned in the Garden of Eden, right? God killed the animal and used the skin of animal to make a clothes to cover the shame of people. So, you know, to cover our shame, Jesus had to be killed to shed out the blood so that our sins can be covered. That's a prefiguration, okay? Any other prefiguration from Genesis? Where? The flood prefigure baptism. But a flood destroyed a lot of people. Circumcision, okay, the sign of the Jews is circumcision, spiritually, okay. Any other? They walk through the Red Sea, perform the baptism, but that is the next book. We are going to study the next cycle. Remember prefigure what? Huh? Peace. Remember prefigure peace. Well, we try to interpret the Bible through the Bible. Maybe you have this feeling. You have this feeling, that's fine, yeah. But how does the Bible try to interpret the Genesis as a prefiguration? The serpent is going to bite the feet of whom? Huh? The of the offspring, huh? The mankind is going to what? Destroy the head of the serpent, huh? That's a prefiguration, huh? Okay. The serpent to prefigure Satan. Any other prefiguration? Hagar and Sarah. A prefigure what? Okay. You know a very rough idea, huh? Okay, in the book of Galatians, talking about the son from Hagar and the son from, let's say, Sarah, right? The son from the Sarah are the true son. He's going to inherit the inheritance. The son from Hagar is eventually being driven out, right? So, one, the son from Sarah prefigure the true church, and the son from Hagar prefigure the other church. Yes, they worship the same God, but one is established according to the Bible by the promise of God. The other one are established through the will of human being. So this is a prefiguration. Any other prefiguration you didn't think about? Huh? The dove. Dove prefigure. The Holy Spirit. Okay. So what I try to say is this is a book with mystery, spiritual teaching, spiritual prefiguration. When you look in the book of Genesis, who wrote the book of Genesis? Moses. How did Moses know that God created the universe? Did Moses see that? How did Moses know that God created the universe? How did Moses know that God created the universe? I think because God revealed him. God told him and he believed and he knew it. So today is the same. How do you know that God created the universe? Did you see that? No, you don't see it. How do you know God created the universe? Because God told you from the Bible, you believe and then you know it. Why the people don't know it? Because they don't believe. So they don't know it. So to believe means to know. You believe, you know it. So Moses never witnessed the creation of God, but however, he can write down so many creation of God because what? God revealed his creation. God told him. And he believed, so he know it. This is a Genesis. Now, we go into this part one. An introduction to the Genesis. Also, there are some prefiguration. Adam created Eve. Use what? Rib, right? Okay. What does that prefigure? Adam prefigure. And rib prefigure. Adam prefigure Jesus, right? And rib prefigure what? The church. Because Jesus sacrificed, shed the blood, so the church was established. Part one, an introduction to the Genesis 1, Roman character 1, the purpose of Genesis 1. To understand God's immense wisdom, power, and his great love through his creation. In order to understand a person, you have to know the person's, what the person has done. Do you like to listen to the symphony composed by Beethoven? He is and he was a great composer, Beethoven. Have you ever seen Beethoven? Maybe you only see his portrait, right? How do you know there's Beethoven? When you heard the orchestra play the symphony, then you understand there's a Beethoven. And he was a great person. So to understand person, you listen to his work, masterpiece. Then you can understand the greatness of this person. You have to understand God's power, wisdom, and love. You have to understand his creation. So God's divine nature has been fully manifested in his creation. What does the Bible say? God's divine nature has been fully manifested in his creation. Even though he is invisible, but there is no way you can design his divine nature. In which book? In which book? 神的神性跟神灵是明明可知的, 借着他所造的万物让你无可推诿, 在哪一卷书里面写的? The book of Romans, So the book of Genesis try to let us understand God's immense wisdom and power and his great love. Point two, to obtain lessons and warning from the record about the downfall of the progenitors of mankind, to recognize the weakness of man and the cunning temptation, the cunning temptation, the powerful weapon of Satan, to realize the forbearance, deliverance, and the judgment, righteous judgment of God. So the second purpose of Genesis is try to understand the spiritual warfare. between Satan and the mankind and God. So you know the weakness of mankind spiritually, you know the cunning temptation from Satan, you know the weapon used by Satan, and you realize how God judges. Okay. The third important this reason we study Genesis. From the father of faith, Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, to learn to cultivate an intimate relationship with God, to please God and to receive God's abundant grace and blessings, as well as to accomplish God's great missions. So this is the purposes we learn the Genesis. The first one is to know God. The second one is to know the work of Satan. The third one is to know the ancient spiritual figure, to learn from their spiritual life, to improve ourselves. The three purposes. Okay. The author and the generation of Genesis. The first five books of Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, are all known as the Pentateuch or Torah, the book of law. According to the Bible record, search of the conservative Bible scholar and the discovery of the archaeologist, the author of Torah, which means the first five books, shall be Moses. Are you agree with this statement? There are some quotations, Deuteronomy 31, Luke chapter 24, John chapter 1, Luke chapter 24, John chapter 1, all mentioned about by Jesus. They are talking about the Old Testament. Most commonly believe the author of the five books are Moses. But can you explain now? In the last chapter of Deuteronomy, talking about Moses passed away. If Deuteronomy was written by Moses, how can a person wrote about how do I pass away? And God buried Moses. How do you explain that? There are several people. Oral tradition? Okay. Maybe that part was inserted by later on by some kind of author. Okay. But the main part of the first five books was written by Moses. And when you look into the Bible talking about Moses was learned all different kind of knowledge, was well-learned person in Egypt, right? So he can write the five books, the masterpiece of the Old Testament. And Paul was a learned person, well-educated person. So in the New Testament, he wrote about 13 books in the whole New Testament, out of 27. So even though we find out that everything is going to be turned out in vain, but study hard is still very very important. Why? Because if you equip yourself with a good knowledge, with good writing skill, right, you can work a lot for God. Of course, God can perform a lot of miracles, but whether again God can ask a illiterate person to write a book, I don't know. I never heard about this. Usually God uses the person who is well educated write a great book. So if you can do your best to learn more, and eventually you will prove it's very helpful for you to work for God. Okay. Two. Genesis was written in 1400 BC. It records span in record span, 12,300 years from the creation of Adam to the death of Joseph. Moses recorded the events that happened since creation about 2,600 years ago, to 300 years before him. Also, the span of Genesis actually was very, very long. It was written 1,400 before Christ. If you add up another 2,000 years, Genesis was written about 3,400 years ago. Long, long time ago. Besides Genesis, do you know any book written 3,000 years ago? Do you know any books written 3,000 years ago? Maybe nobody. Only Genesis. Now you look into the chart. The creation of Adam, if we zero on the year of creation of Adam, then you can see the flood is 1,656 years. This is an approximate estimate, not exactly, because that's too far away already. So Adam was created about 4,000 years before B.C. I don't know whether you heard about the theory. God created the universe for 6 days, right? And the 7 days, God rest. So in the Old Testament, there are 4,000 years. And in the New Testament, right now it's about 2,000 years. And God treat 1,000 years as a 1 day. So right now it is almost the end of the 6 days. So what does that mean? The seventh day is coming. What is the seventh day? Eternal rest, which means the second coming of Jesus. They have this kind of way to calculate the date and to prophesy the second coming of Jesus. But we really have doubt about this way of calculation about the Jesus' second coming. The flood, about 2,400 years ago. Abraham is about 2,000 years ago. So from today, if you trace back to the day of Abraham, it's about 4,000 years ago. Abraham was a person 4,000 years ago, a long, long time ago. Joseph was 3,800 years ago, 18,000 BC. And Moses was about 1,400 BC, about 3,400 years ago. And from the time of creation, Moses was a person about 2,600 years. Three, the source of information from which Moses wrote Genesis. A, from the inspiration of God. So a lot of information, actually, no historical record. It directly come from inspiration of God. For example, the first few chapters about the creation of God, the falling down of the human being, it all comes from inspiration of God. B, from the oral tradition of ancestors. And C, from the historical record of Hebrew nation, including the genealogy. This is only for our information. Roman character 3. Origin of the name Genesis, its significance and its importance. 1. Genesis is taken from the Septuagint, a Greek translation of the Old Testament Bible, which was completed in 72 days by 72 priests, 6 priests from each of the tribes, under the decree of King Ptolemy, Philadelphus, during 285 and 224 BC. Christ and Paul quoted the Old Testament Using this Greek version, which is earlier than any other extant Hebrew version of the Old Testament. So the first translation of the Greek of the Old Testament was called the Septuagint. So Genesis is taken from this book. Genesis derived from the Greek words genoa, in which means origin or birth. For in this book records the origin of the universe, life, man, woman, Sabbath, family, faith, sin, work, murder, sacrifice, nations, languages, civilization, culture, and salvation, etc. So Genesis actually contains a lot of historical record, the origin of a lot of things we just read. The Bible begins with Genesis as its foundation and ends with the revelation. The Genesis talking about the creation, and the revelation talking about the end of God's creation. The universe created by God, and the new beginning of the new creation. The New Testament contains at least 200 quotations for the reference of the Genesis. So how can we prove that the Bible is reliable? There are some ways. One is from the external proof. The other way is from the internal proof. The internal proof is because Jesus quotes the Old Testament. And we believe Jesus is God himself, since he's quoted Old Testament. So Old Testament is believable. How can we believe the New Testament? Because today we follow the instruction of New Testament. We pray we can receive Holy Spirit. So understand the New Testament is the words of God. So this is the way to prove the Bible is believable. Of course, you can use a so-called scientific way or the archaeology way. But even without archaeology proof or scientific proof, the Bible is still believable. Without any proof, the Bible is still believable. Because Jesus himself is a proof. Holy Spirit is a proof of the authenticity of the Bible. So we go into the four. General outline of Genesis. The general outline of the Genesis. By events and major characters, there are different ways to categorize the outline, to define the outline of the Genesis. The first one is, if we try to define the outline by events and the major character, and there are several ways. God's creation is Genesis chapter 1 to chapter 2, 25, is God's creation. Creation of heaven, earth, all things, mankind. The four of the forefather, sin, come to the world. Genesis chapter 3 to chapter 4. Chapter 3 and chapter 4, the four downfall of the mankind. The flood, Noah and the flood. From the Adam through Enoch to Noah. From Adam to Noah. Chapter 5, Noah and the flood. Chapter 6 to chapter 9. The descendant, Shem, Ham, and Joseph. Chapter 10, the Tower of Babel and confusion of language. Chapter 11, from Shem to Abraham. Chapter 11, Abraham. Chapter 12 to chapter 25. So actually, Bible uses a lot of space to describe the life of Abraham, the father of faith. The descendant of Ishmael, Ismael, oh, chapter 25. Yeah, so the first few chapters are talking about the patriarch, oh, of the Israelite, oh. Isaac, Esau, and Jacob, oh, and the descendant of Esau, and the Jacob and Joseph, chapter 37 to 50. By generation, if you try to outline the Genesis by generation, then 1 to 2 is a generation of heaven and earth. 2 to 6 is Adam and his descendant. 6 to 9, Noah and his son. 10 to 11, Noah's sons. 11, Shem. 11, Terah. 12 to 25, Abraham and his sons. Ishmael. 25, Isaac, 25 to 35. Esau, 36 to 37. Jacob, 37 to 50. This is by generations. Point 3. While the first 11 chapters of Genesis cover the period of about 2,000 years, the other chapters, chapter 12 to 50, cover only about 350 years. The reason is that the Genesis place is emphasized on the most important character, Abraham, the most important event, God's chosen and the face of man. Similarly, out of the 89 chapters of the Gospel books in New Testament, so the Bible used more chapters to describe his life. Especially, since the theme of the book of Gospel book is crucifixion, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, 27 out of 85 chapters record the last 8 days of his life. So the Bible tried to use more chapters to describe the more important events. Now we go into the part two. The essential teaching of Genesis. The essential teaching of Genesis. One, the creation of heaven and earth. Mentioned in Genesis chapter 1 to chapter 2, verse 25. Okay, chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 2 and 25. When you read now, the temporary, you just forget about textbook. When you read the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, how many points, spiritual point can you get? Spiritual insight can you get? Turn to the Bible, Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. Look carefully, Look carefully. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. Only this verse, Only this verse. Let us analyze how many spiritual insights can you get. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Only this verse. How many points can you get? Existence of God, Okay. Only one verse. How many
spiritual insight, can you get? God created the universe, only this verse. Only this sentence, God created the universe. How many points can you derive? Since God created the universe, so everything has its own beginning, right? Everything has its own beginning, but God has no beginning, so God is eternal. From the everlasting to everlasting, God is God. But the human being has a beginning. Only one sentence, huh? God created the universe. How many other points can you find out? The whole world can be categorized into two kinds. What? The whole world can be categorized into two kinds. One is what? Creation, huh? The other one is what? Creation. Many, many points, huh? Okay. So the Bible, huh, sometimes you use one verse of the Bible, huh? You can interpret one verse of Bible almost whole hours, and you cannot complete the interpretation. Oh, Bible is very profound. There was a testimony, I think you heard that before, in our church. There was a brother right now that he passed away. When he was young, he liked to think about the human life, but he always end up with no conclusion. So one day, he decided to study theology, philosophy. So he went to Japan to study philosophy, Oriental philosophy. And while he was in Japan, his wife converted to our church. So his wife wrote a letter to him. You study a lot of book, but you have to study the greatest book, which is the Bible. One day, in a snowing day, at that time he was in vacation. He stayed in the YMCA, lodging in the YMCA. Because of the snowing, he could not go out, and he has nothing to do. At that time, there was no TV. It happened in YMCA, every room there was a copy of the Bible. So because he had nothing to do, so he just opened the Bible to take a look. My wife kept on urging me to read the Bible. What does the Bible really talking about? So he opened the first chapter of Genesis. He read the first verse, in the beginning God created the universe. And he was shocked. Because he thought the author of the book was bold to declare the universe was created by God. So initially he tried to throw away the Bible, say this is not a readable book. And at all he thought Christianity had been in the world for more than 1,000 years, almost reached to 2,000 years. Among the Christianity, there are a lot of scholarship. Scholar, scientist, a well-learned person, a very smart person. And they studied the Bible for almost 2,000 years. And the Bible has never been revised. So this Bible must be a very unusual book. So he determined to study more about the Bible. So before he completed the reading of the New Testament, he was convinced there was God. And then later on he became a very godly person in our church. The Bible, Genesis chapter 1, convert a person. This is a real, a very miraculous way to convert to the church. Okay. Now we come back to Genesis chapter 1. Verse 1. In page 36. Through this immeasurable wisdom, mighty power, and great love, God created the universe and all things by His words and command. The universe was not only naturally formed by Big Bang, nor by evolution. When you saw the airplane, 747 flying in the sky, if somebody tell you, because a tornado just raided in Seattle, so all of a sudden, all of the parts naturally have been assembled to become a Boeing 747. Can you believe that? Oh, only a crazy person can believe that. You look into the Boeing 747, that is a masterpiece of the scientist. A lot of people labor a lot, put together all the parts and to form an airplane. But when we look into the universe, how can we believe there's a Big Bang, boom, and all of a sudden the moon were rotating around the Earth, and the Earth rotating on the Sun, and with a very regular, with some kind of regularity. It's difficult to believe that. So this must be the masterpiece of a person, an almighty being, which is God. So Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 contains a lot of truth. We are going to continue. So please preview the book of Genesis, and in next 11 hours we have to complete the whole book. And because time is limited, so we can only highlight each chapter. We cannot go verse by verse, but you have to preview it. So when we are going to study in the next section this afternoon, I'm going to ask you a lot of questions. Because after afternoon section, usually all your blood flow to the stomach. Asking you a question will make your blood flow back to your brain.